Christmas Mass schedule that you'll find in the bulletin. First, the 6 p.m. Mass on Christmas Eve, December 24th, is listed as a Spanish Vigil Mass. This is not the case. It is in English. All the Masses, the 4 p.m., 6 p.m., midnight, and 10 a.m. Masses for Christmas are in English. The only Mass in Spanish is on Christmas Day at 12 noon. Also, the 10 o'clock Mass on Christmas Day is incorrectly listed as 10 p.m., which I don't think you'd get a big crowd for. And I don't think any priest would show up for it either. It obviously should be 10 a.m. And Father Wilson says here at the end, if you show up at 10 p.m. on Christmas Day, nobody's going to be here. There you go. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. At our baptism, we received three special virtues that the church has always called theological virtues. I'm sure you all know what they are: faith, hope, and charity. And while all of these three virtues are necessary, Advent brings us to a particular concentration on the virtue of hope. Hope is that virtue that helps us to desire God and to orient all our lives toward Him. In classical art, the virtue of hope is often depicted with an anchor, reminding us to hold firm to Christ through all the storms of life, trying not to give in to the ever-changing popular culture and popular mindset. In his time and in his role as that voice crying in the wilderness, John the Baptist was that anchor, calling the people of Israel back to their birthright as God's people and preparing the way for the coming Messiah. Many people heard John preaching only that which all the prophets before him had preached, but they scoffed at him, they laughed at him. They were too caught up in themselves. They were too caught up with the novelty that comes with a life centered on self rather than on God. And so Jesus senses their indignation at John's call to repentance. And he asks them sarcastically, "What did you expect to see? A reed swayed by the wind?" And the attitude of many people towards Jesus was not all that different. He attracted great crowds to his miracles, to his healings, to his preaching. We think about the adulation he received on Palm Sunday, riding triumphantly into Jerusalem amid shouts of Hosanna to the Son of David. And those crowds who cried out to him on Palm Sunday were calling for his crucifixion just 5 days later. During this time of year, we're surrounded everywhere we go by nativity scenes, and our hearts are naturally drawn to the image of the beautiful baby Jesus there in the crib, and rightly so. But as we're still in Advent, we hear that voice of John the Baptist, reminding us that this will be no ordinary child. This is a child who will come in the throes of poverty, not to satisfy our worldly hopes for prestige and prosperity, but to be the fulfillment of our hope for an abundant life. And Christ alone is our hope, and we must take all that we have and all that we are and tie them to that anchor. That anchor who will never waver in his love for us and his desire for us to be with him forever. The best way to surrender ourselves is to imitate the disciples of John in coming in humility and repentance, and especially to confess our sins. In confession, we receive the forgiveness of sins, but also the promise of eternal life. We bind ourselves not to a swaying reed, to an anchor, to the cross. And we only bind ourselves so that we might be free, free from all the false promises of the world, free to live as the children of God. May these final 2 weeks, really just week and a half, preparation, be a time to humble ourselves before this God who will become so small for us, so that we might be lifted up with him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.